For those agencies that have not made their awards under the network's telecommunications program, GSA has this to tell you.
We had milestones coming up at the beginning of the year in January and April, wherein we said we needed all parallel ops, requirements for parallel ops known to us so we could pay transition credits for that in January. And in, by April, we needed all orders in, and we see that we're not going to make those deadlines. So we're pushing those back both to August 31st of 2010.
That's Carl Kremholtz, GSA's Director of the Office of Network Services Programs. He says even the new August deadline will be tough.
Our carriers have told us even as of spring, the April deadline was causing them concern over whether or not they could actually transition all those orders in that length of time. So it's problematic even August, the extent to which they're going to get all the work done. So we've got a lot of work to do, and we believe that the only solution here, as Sonny suggested, is a great deal more focus in all of the agencies to get it done.
And that focus Kremholtz is talking about likely will come from the reinvigorated Interagency Management Council and the Chief Information Officers Council. Sanjeev Bagawalia is the Interior Department's CIO and chairman of the Interagency Management Council, or IMC. He says the IMC submitted a few ideas yesterday to the CIO Council for how to increase agency focus on networks.
We are also been briefing them in terms of how do we get all the department CIOs, and I am one of a cabinet department, how do we make sure that everyone is sort of looking at these metrics and measures, and how do we make sure that this gets done? And so I'm subscribing to the maxim that whatever gets measured gets done. And so that's one thing that we're doing. And the second is we're seeking some executive commitment that says, you know, how we should, you know, come from the top and say, listen, we really need to kind of make this thing happen without it being the M word, the mandatory word, but somewhere between mandatory and let's get it done.
I caught up with Bagawalia after he spoke Wednesday at a lunch in Washington sponsored by a firm. I asked him to explain more about these metrics.
Yeah, I can't really comment on exactly what the metrics are, but we've come up with several metrics that look at by agency, what's going on, ascribes where they are in the process. Can also talk about three or four data elements as to, you know, numbers, what's here or kind of not here, which area are they behind, what percentage. And when you see that, it's normalized across all the agencies, so I can then also look at not only the magnitude issue. And so we really sat down together, and I asked the question, hard questions to the team, is that we should be doing some metrics so that I can then explain that better to the Federal CIO Council. And so the team has done that. Now, what that does is everyone wants to feel, obviously, is this a fair process? And so that's, I think, what we're trying to do. So I'm sort of like a arbiter between the customers and the GSA, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all government agencies as well. And so we're bringing that out so that everyone gets heard. And we also put in the caveats as to, you know, and so I think that's what's happening here. And with the Federal CIO Council feedback, once these metrics are finalized, we will promulgate them.
Will it be a dashboard? Will it be an internal dashboard? Have you figured that out yet?
It's currently an internal dashboard kind of a metric, metrics, plural. And at some point, I think, depending on the direction we get from the Federal CIO Council, perhaps that'll become maybe a dashboard.
He adds that the metrics have to be fair to all agencies, and that is one thing the IMC has been working on.
But at the end of the day, it's about an open and transparent process. We're just trying to give everyone a fair shot. Hey, this is what it is. Does this sound fair? Because, for example, one time we gave metric, I can talk about this, is one agency says, hey, wait a second, I'm 2,000 times larger than this person. How can you give me the same thing? I get a grade, and I'm working really hard, and this person only has got 20 things to do, and I got like 4,000. So we had to normalize that, so we did that. So now we can see one versus the other as well. And then what happens, obviously, is human nature. You look at your score, and then you peek over to the neighbor right next to you on the left and right, and which is a good thing. That's how human nature is, and we want that to get things done.
Bagawalia says the goal is to get agency attention and track it monthly. The IMC and GSA also plan to solicit ideas on how to make the transition go more smoothly. It will host a Networks Day for government and industry, Kremholtz says.
I think our focus here is that it wouldn't be necessarily oriented at those of you here, but at the people that attend these senior councils in government so that they can understand from the highest level and then be able to influence their agencies to take the action necessary. I know how difficult it is within an agency to get everybody on board, and perhaps by getting the most senior people on board, then they can influence the process.
Bagawalia says while there's no specific date yet, it's a high priority.
The key thing is that shared ideas within the community so that we can help each other move along. So there's a strength in numbers concept. There's a strength in ideas as to, hey, is that what you did? So if it's good enough for you on doing that, and how come my general counsel here is bringing up this issue over here? I think let's kind of bring them together as well. So bring the communities, not only from the CIO types, but the other folks as well.
Agencies have been making some progress. Krumholtz says about 33% of all services have been disconnected from the old contract, FTS 2001, and about half of all agencies have chosen a networks vendor. The Homeland Security Department is one of those agencies that selected a vendor. Michael Brown is DHS's Executive Director for IT Services. He says DHS has ordered 71% of its network services from its contractors, Verizon and AT&T, for its wide area network. He offers this advice to agencies still in the early stages of transition.
Know thyself. Have a good inventory. It's key to any sort of transition, whether it's telecommunications or IT or anything. Relationships are very, very important here. So relationships with GSA, relationships with your contracting officer, and I think the approach to fair opportunity under networks was perhaps more rigorous than the approach under FTS 2001. And so the involvement of counsel and contracting officers was perhaps more than what we had encountered in past network transitions like this.
And it's that rigor that Brown talks about that's making GSA a little uneasy, as the deadline to shut off FTS 2001 is only about 20 months away. At the Affirm Lunch in Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.